Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I am so excited, ladies, for this hour. And Sam is blushing and doesn't want to have anything to do with this.
I'm only speaking to the ladies right now.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember reading this story in the Kansas City Star a couple of months ago. And believe it or not, sales of romance novels are booming. They were up 52% last year. They're up another 35% in the first 6 months of 2023, and up and up and up the numbers go. Explanations vary. Some credit something called Book Talk, an influential community of TikTok readers and authors, for boosting the genre among Gen Zers. But a local woman named Carly Morton says the story had been noticing. She reads romance almost exclusively and knew there was a market for lifting up female voices who are authors, and a market for specifically the genre of romance, okay? So I'm out shopping today, and I'm at one of my favorite little boutique places, and I walk by this booth, and it says Smitten Boutique. And what we noticed about it immediately were all of these hearts were hanging from the ceiling and then like ripped out pages of old, old books. It's just very cute the way it's all set up. And so we wander in there and I'm like, what is this? And we start looking at some of the titles, and there was one little section of banned books, which made me happy because I think we should all be buying banned books. There was one little section of some books that you might recognize the titles, but then most of the other section were titles that I had never heard of. Okay?
Okay.
And my girlfriend and I, who will not be named, were like wandering around at this boutique, and then we see a sign that says, basically, it's like, it's not a content warning, but it's a sign that essentially...
But it's a content
warning. No, it essentially says, hey, if you have questions about the content, you know, like if you're here with children or something, it is up to you to like look up what it is you're buying here. And so then we were like, okay, wait a minute. What is going on here? What is this? And some of the and none of the titles are steamy. It's more, think like the titles with, like back in the day where Fabio would be on the cover of these novels.
Right. It's not the titles that are steamy. It's the descriptions inside.
It's more, it's what we call the romance genre. And so what I love about this is that we now have this in our community because there is a huge demand for it. But also, Carly Morton, who was in this Kansas City Star article that I read a couple of months ago, was like, look, I'm going to open up a store specifically for this. Because that's how hot this market is right now. And I say hot, and I mean hot. I am so thrilled to have Carly Morton, owner of Under the Cover, join us on Dana and Parks. I am so excited to talk to you.
I'm excited to be on the radio.
So, welcome on in. I read in that Kansas City Star article that this is like the number one genre out there or something. And it's been a couple months since I read the article, but I was like, wait, what? I would have guessed like crime would be the number one, or like thrillers or something.
Romance is... I'm going to guess like a third of all sales of fiction books.
Wow. About a third of all sales of fiction book is romance.
Yep.
So when Even Sam was blushing, our producer, when I said I want to talk about this story. It's not all that content. I'm trying to be careful in case there are children in the car. And if there are, you listen to this later. It doesn't have to be that, but it can be that, right?
Yeah, because there's different levels of spice.
Oh, spice. That's what we call it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll call it spice. So there's like, you know, you can have not spicy and like closed door where like it doesn't happen in the pages.
Okay.
It's just implied.
It's implied then, spice. Okay.
Yeah, implied spice. And then all the way up to every single bit of the spice that you could possibly imagine.
Okay, so this is one of the quotes from the Kansas City Star article. Somebody said that even mm-hmm. though romance is the number one fiction category, there are only 6 romance-only bookstores in the country. A few have opened since last year, including one in Wichita. That is shocking to me, Carly.
Yeah, and there's probably, like, because there's been a bit of an explosion of it recently, so I'd say there's probably closer to 20 to 25 in the whole country now. But yeah, just romance only.
And then how has this, you know, someone did a TikTok video about your store and it's called Under the Cover, mm-hmm. which by the way, I think is brilliant. And
you
had hundreds of thousands of views of that. So how is your store doing?
We're doing great. And it was my friend Jess that did the TikTok. So
yeah.
She's still getting likes and comments and stuff. And then I made her my first full-time employee.
And remind everybody where you're located.
We are at 31st and Gillum. So we're close to Union Hill and Martini Corner.
Okay. And then are there local authors or is this, because I'm going to be honest, Carly, I think every woman in America read 50 Shades of Grey. I would have to go back and look and see how many bajillions of dollars that thing sold. I used to joke because I enjoy a good writer that I'm mm-hmm. probably the only woman in America that got 3/4 of the way through it. And I didn't finish it because I thought the writing was so bad. I'm guessing like as within all genres, the writing does not have to be bad.
Correct. So yes, there are local authors. There's a lot of them, and a lot of them are on like bestseller list as well. And so in my store, we have a big section of local authors because I try to get as many as I can in the store
local.
To help, you know, because local.
Okay. By the way, since 50 Shades of Grey was released in 2011, the trilogy has sold 165 million copies. And then of course it was adapted into a film. Do you think that has something to do with this? Or are we still just riding the train of the popularity of those novels?
Well, that one, it feels like, it was more of the first one to go like mainstream and maybe, you know, not necessarily the first, but like the most read.
Yeah.
To go mainstream where it was started. Like it was sort of okay. Like, you know what? Women are going to read this. And that's what we want to read. And, you know, I don't really care what anyone thinks about it.
So I'm going to be honest. I have never read a romance novel. Not one time. I read historical fiction. I read nonfiction. Mm-hmm. But I've never done it. But when I saw the article in the Star, I thought that is a great idea. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but I've just never done it.
Well, I say you need a starter romance. And so, like, you know, an intro to romance where it's got a little spice, but heavy on the story, you know, like ease you into it.
What has the reaction been in the community or from women who come into the store?
I mean, we're busy a lot. We're people come in and like everyone's been super nice. I haven't got any hate mail or anything yet.
Right.
But everyone that comes in is great. And it's, they say how much they like it or thank me for opening it here because, you know, when you go to Barnes and Noble or wherever, there's like the romance section is like a shelf and that's all you get. And it's like just bestsellers. And so here I have like, I tried to stock as many, local authors, but also indie authors. And marginalized authors just to help get them out there, you know?
Is there an age limit to come into the bookstore?
Nope, not at all. I mean, people bring their kids in here all the time,
right,
and it's at their own risk.
Why is it a risk?
Well, you know, I mean, you know.
I thought it was just romance.
Is it hard? Okay, when women come in and they have questions, because I'm going to be honest, my girlfriend and I were giggling. We were giggling like children. I go, oh my. We opened a couple of these and I go, I can't. What am I, were we supposed to read this? What am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
I'm sure people have questions.
I always say, well, it's a safe space. Ask your question. And like, the fun part is that when there's like groups of people in here, they'll just get talking to each other about books. And it's like really fun because someone will say, okay, I'm new to romance. Can you suggest a book for me?
Right.
And then I'll say, yeah, I can do that. And then someone will speak up and say, hey, I'm, you know, also new to romance and I just read this one and it was really good. And like, it'll just, everyone in the shop will be talking to each other. It's so cool. Like, the way that works, like people just come together so they can talk about books.
I love it. And Carly, the other thing they sold at this little space today, and I don't know if you sell this, but I found it very funny. They sell book covers, like quilted book covers, so that if, like, I don't know, you're on the subway or something and you don't want someone to see your reading, like, I don't even know why you would cover it up, but you could like cover it up.
We have book sleeves, but it's more so that you can put your book in there. And like, if you were throwing it in your bag or a backpack or something, it wouldn't get beat up and like the pages all bent.
Yeah.
So like, we have a book sleeve for protection. And also we have bookmarks, but they're in a fun shape.
Carly, you have been a ton of fun. Thank you so much for joining us. The name of the store is Under the Cover at 31st and Dillon. And thank you for sharing some of your thoughts, and I wish you the best of luck. I truly do.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me call in and talk to you.
I'll stop in someday, I promise, Carly. You be well.
You have to now.
You be well. Carly Morton, owner of Under the Cover. Why am I blushing? By the way,
it's
Sam,
it's even making you blush.
50 Shades of Grey was the fastest selling adult novel of all time.
Oh, I know. I had to hear all about it.
Which means it's the fastest selling novel of all time that isn't Harry Potter. That's according to The Guardian at the time.
I guess the massive difference for me is that men watch this stuff and don't talk about it.
Women read it.
And talk about it constantly.
Well, but that's one of my questions, because we were kind of giggling today in this, and it was a very small space.
Because when 50 Shades of Grey came out, I had to be subject to conversations from women in my life that I don't need to hear those conversations
what, like
from.
Like your mom?
Yeah!
Like, stop talking to me about it! 913-586-7798. Did you know the romance genre is the number one fiction seller in the United States? Because that's new on me. Samuel?
You keep calling it romance.
Why can't we just talk about love? It's okay. We're all adults here.
We can absolutely talk about love.
7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.